Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We already know Jalen Brunson has a big heart, the captain of the team, right? Well, it's been stolen by a pooch at a Long Island shelter.
What's up, everybody? It's Jalen Brunson from the New York Knicks. We're so excited to say that we adopted a dog from Jake's Rescue Ranch.
The social media post has gone viral with New York Knicks Jalen Brunson holding the dog he adopted from Jake's Rescue Ranch here on Long Island. Founder of the organization, Allison Monaco, says the Brunsons named the dog Stevie.
It's just amazing because we reached out to Allie Brunson. She loves those doodle dogs, and we said we have this one. Her dog Kona took a liking to him.
Right now, the ranch has one dog up for adoption named Bella. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Everybody all together. Aww. But we all know the real dogs will suit up on Saturday night, right? To bring that trophy home. We shall see. Mayor Mamdani is quick to remind everybody we're at that point in the season where we need to be extra careful in dealing with this hot weather, the humidity, and the choking pollen, especially for folks with respiratory issues. Check it out, though. His Honor standing there wearing a Knicks jersey under his suit.
The city is activating hundreds of free public cooling centers across the five boroughs. Find the location nearest to you by visiting nyc.gov/beat the heat or by calling 311. Drink lots of water, wear sunscreen, and look after our older neighbors who are more vulnerable to this condition.
He was standing up there sweating wearing that suit with the jersey under it. The good news is that it'll be mostly sunny and less humid on Saturday, not as warm, as New York gathers once again at a watch party that's bound to pop up anywhere as the Knicks play game 5 against the Spurs. But for now, about last night. Oh, sookie, sookie now. And those of you who know me or if you've ever seen me, I don't have one hair on my bald head. Last night, I started to grow some of it back just so I could have some to pull out. After we got behind by 29 points, I thought, oh my goodness, it's over, at least for this game. But then the OG showed up. No, not Walter Clyde Frazier or Patrick Ewing. Not those OGs. I'm talking about OG Anunoby and the hand of God. That picture of him with the tip in to seal the deal with 1 second left on the clock going up to where Michael Jordan's signature hand poster. What was it? The Giants' David Tyree's helmet catch or OBJ's one-handed catch? All of those other iconic shots. Oh, my goodness. And then the crowd held its collective breath with 1 second left because Wynn's family, you never know. And when Big Cat got a finger on the ball when it was being tossed in by the Spurs and it altered their game plan for a bank shot, it was over. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Pompa now starting us off with the mayhem and the excitement surrounding the boys from Gotham City.
Jonna was hurrying up 6th Avenue and even though in a rush, had time to gush.
Did you watch the game?
Yes, but I'm so sorry. I'm running to a meeting that was incredible.
That's okay. I'll walk with you.
It was life-changing.
How was that?
It just was so... That we fought so hard in the comeback, and I think it's also just very good for New York. We just need it.
New York is falling in love with these Knicks. Jay had his window open as he was watching the comeback.
Did you hear any crowds outside like
screaming?
Yeah,
it was crazy.
What did you expect?
And Nasir, back to work after a late night, still shaking his head.
Oh, it was a great game. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Good luck, Knicks.
Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Can you believe these boys? Even in a losing position going into the half, we still set records for the greatest come from behind in a playoff series in the history of modern basketball. And the crowd continued to go nuts all over the city. Some of them more nutso than others. Had to be carted off to jail. Yeah, for acting the fool. They had about 60 arrests outside the garden. Most of them given summonses and told to just chill out. And to that, I'll just say, family, enjoy the game. Enjoy each other. Enjoy the win. But don't do that. That's stupid. You don't want to be watching game 5 in the community room over at Metro or Rikers or somewhere. But then everybody's already talking about how to turn the Frostbank Center where the Spurs host the next game in San Antonio to MSG Southwest. Matt Rosenberg says they're already making plans on how to get there and how to get in.
If you want to fly into San Antonio Friday, you're looking at a minimum $821. And unfortunately, there's not a single nonstop flight Friday. That $821 flight has a 23-hour layover in Orlando. So maybe you'll fly out Saturday. You'll have to pay at least $864 to make it in time for the game. The cheapest ticket to the game, a fraction of these Knick home games, about $1,680. And finally, a Motel 6 in San Antonio, $65 for one night. That is a total of around $2,600. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Bed bugs. Folks, we are one game away from winning the chip, setting off the biggest party and parade you've ever seen down in the Canyon of Heroes. I don't want to jinx it. The Knicks have three chances to win, and I could be looking for a folding lawn chair to set up on the street to stake my spot on the parade route, and I could be humming that little tune, start spreading the news, but I don't want to jinx it. Knicks in five, baby. You know I'm loving this. In other news, a postal worker indicted now for allegedly luring kids into his mail truck and raping them. 23-year-old Jenry Gautama of Moriches, charged with rape, sexual misconduct, and other charges, say he sexually assaulted two 15-year-old girls on separate occasions. He's due back in court July 17, facing up to 25 years in prison if convicted. The FDNY, with a special dedication today to honor retired World Trade Center responders. It honors a growing number of FDNY members who succumbed to illnesses related to their response to the 9/11 attacks.
Family members of fallen FDNY firefighters and EMS personnel laying white roses in front of the brand new Retired Responders Memorial.
Captain William E. Butler, Division 13, July 13th. 2013.
FDNY Commissioner Lillian Bonsignor says 154 names have been added to this wall.
These members embody the values of the FDNY long after their active service had ended.
The Retired Responders Wall is directly across from the World Trade Center Memorial Wall, which honors active members that lost their lives related to 9/11 illnesses. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at FDNY headquarters in downtown Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.